You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Hello, powerful manifester. This is Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I'm so excited that you are joining me today from all over the world. And you know, I believe that if you are listening to this show today, that actually the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the answers, you know, the insight and the how-tos that you have been praying about and been searching for. Well, it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, a little chilly, but simply stunning and a marvelous day, sunshiny, and I am so grateful. Well, I am doing really well, and boy, did I have a good time celebrating my birthday last weekend. I want to thank all of you for your emails, for your likes on social media. And if you didn't see me on social media doing my birthday dance, I don't know what you're missing out on. You know, so I do a birthday dance every year, and I am so blessed. And I cried at the end of the day because I received so many emails, so many texts, so many wonderful gifts. And my friends took me out, and we did a really exciting social media, not social media, social distancing. Not social media, but a social distancing birthday event. And it was so wonderful. So if you missed that on my birthday dance and you want to see it, you need to follow me. That tells me that you're not following me on social media. You can visit me on Instagram and on Twitter at LOA Constance, and on Facebook at Coach with Constance. And of course, I go Facebook Live every Monday morning at 10 a.m. And I'm going to start doing Instagram every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Well, you better put your seatbelt on, everybody. My very special guest is Jaden Sterling, all the way from Canada. And he's going to be talking to us about how we can tap into that quantum money feel. Yeah, I know Jaden know everything about money, wealth, finances, investing, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say. And don't we need to hear that right now? Well, you know, I made a decision today, actually, that I'm going to conduct one last virtual seminar for 2020. And it's not going to be a regular virtual seminar. How could it be? With everything that's happened in all of our lives for 2020. So on December the 12th and the 13th, I'm going to be offering the same seminar. So that means that either you can attend on a Saturday the 12th or Sunday the 13th. You know, that's where you will experience my one-on-one coaching. You can ask me any questions about your goals. It's going to be very intimate, and it is an opportunity for me to connect with you. And I just made up my mind today because of a conversation that I had, and somebody said to me, Constance, you know, my goals for 2021 are going to be so different. And it dropped something in my spirit. So I'm going to be teaching you, because these are different times. There's no way that I could teach you and train you and coach you the same. So I'm going to be teaching you. I don't know if this is going to be the title, but the gist of the virtual seminars will be how to pivot and recreate for 2021. And, you know, when you hear the word pivot, you think about a quick turnaround, or you're spinning, or you realize you're going the wrong way. And that's what we're all going to have to do for 2021, because the lens of our lives have been drastically changed. I mean, globally, we've been quarantined, we've been in the pandemic, elections, the lens of our personal and professional lives have been drastically changed. And so I'm going to be teaching you how to identify what that new lens is before you even pivot. You know, I'm going to teach you about how you can take a look through the new lens of money, through the new lens of health, through the new lens of career, and see what you want to revive or see what you want to release. But lastly, see what you want to create. It's so interesting because even with businesses, they're going to have to see things through a new lens because it's no longer the footprints in the store. It's the fingerprints, the fingerprint of hitting purchase on most folks' computers or iPads. So whether or not you want to change your career, your marriage, you know, maybe you want to start your business, you want to release weight, whatever it is, I'm going to teach you how to pivot and make those new intentions through your new lens. I mean, all of us have been changed in business and career-wise. So many people are still working from home while they are tutoring their children via, you know, computers because kids are home. So what is your new lens? Have you been thinking, I think I want to work from home and start my own business? I'm going to be talking about how to move into the whole creative, innovative mindset. What about your marriage or your committed relationship? Since the two of you have been together so much, do you want to pivot and change and bring more love, you know, more intimacy back into that relationship, maybe more communication, more connection? Well, this is the greatest investment that you can make in yourself. It's only $99. And at the time of the airing, it probably won't be up on my website until Tuesday. So if you want me to save a space for you, just email me, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, before I get it up, and I will save that space for you. It's the greatest investment. It's only $99, and you are worth that. So let's pivot. Everybody ready to do that? Let's pivot and recreate just the best life for 2021. And I'm excited about it. Once again, that's December the 12th, which is a Saturday, and December the 13th. I don't know if I said what time or not, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 12:30. Yay, everybody. We're going to go to these quick commercials, and then we're going to come back and see what Jaden has to tell us about how we can tap into that wonderful quantum money field. Everybody stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back, and we are in for such an amazing, awesome blessing today. My very special guest is Jaden Sterling, and I want to read to you his bio. Jaden Sterling is intuitively guided. He is an award-winning international best-selling author and founder of Stocks for Freedom System, passionate about people taking control of their finances. Jaden created Sterling Stock Picker software to easily find winning stocks regardless of investment experience. An angel investor and consultant to seven-figure business owners, Jaden channels the one voice, a group of high vibration white light beings from the non-physical realm who guides people to live abundantly and in the flow. Jaden's financial acumen stems from working as an investment advisor with Merrill Lynch and Citigroup during the 90s. Jaden resides in British Columbia. That's Canada for my international listeners, with his wife and two step-up children. And just, I want to say what I know about him personally. I don't know anybody who knows more about money and prosperity than Jaden does. He is a man of integrity. I've never heard him brag or boast on himself, and he has such wisdom and knowledge, and he really wants to serve and help people and empower them to live their best life. We always say he is my brother from another mother. So, Jaden Sterling, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Constance, I am thrilled to be here with you. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but with you in your audience at this very moment. Thank you. Thank you, sister, for having me back on.
Well, you know, you and I have not really hardly talked this year, but we always talk whenever we're supposed to by the Spirit. And I just knew you called me on my birthday, as you normally do, and we just connected as we always do. And nobody knows more about money that I know, Jaden, than you.
Well, I appreciate that, Constance. And yes, I loved connecting with you and always love an opportunity to connect with you and your audience. And, you know, I think what you find about me that's unique and original is my take on money. You know, it's very different than most planners and financial analysts and people who are very analytical when it comes to money. As you know, my take on money is from the point of view of energy, frequency, and vibration.
Yeah, and that's what I love, you know, so we're going to get to that. But before we do, I'd like to ask all of my guests, how have you been doing or being during pandemic? And we just kind of want to see what you've been doing and how you've been living to see if people can really get some insight in their own areas.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that question. And, you know, what I've really been focusing on is rising above the media and all of the narrative that is designed to keep us fearful. I do not lean into that one single bit. I am about looking beyond the fear and going right into living and thriving during this time. So we've been focused on our immunity, you know, always working on bringing those things into us that help boost our immunity so that we don't, you know, we're not in this realm. I know that we are in a community of people and, you know, it's pretty split. Some are fearful, some aren't. And I'm noticing those who aren't fearful are, you know, have smiles on their faces, and trying to be as normal as possible during this time has been essential for us.
Okay, let's talk about money, because we know that money is the issue for people globally. We know that, you know, the pandemic and people, you know, getting ill, but you know, right along beside that is money, because everybody's businesses and careers have been impacted and people have been furloughed. So I'm just going to let you start talking around money and about it. And people are thinking about, how can I get more? They're fearful. Should I be saving? What if I lose my job? All of that's connected to money.
Yes. All that's connected. And money is a big topic. And today we're actually, so listeners, stay tuned, because we're going to take you to where money resides, which is in the quantum money field. So that's, it's going to be so fun. So we're going to do that a little bit later. But before then, you know, let's talk with our listeners in terms of how best to handle this time financially. So there's no accident that we're seeing a time period where Main Street is suffering and Wall Street is thriving. This was intentional from the very beginning when this entire pandemic has rolled out. So as we see this situation happen, we have to lean into, you know, what is working, and investments, the stock market, those things are working for people. So what that means is to start looking at the cash that you have available to you and start putting it to work in companies that are growing exponentially during this time. Perfect example is this platform that we're recording this interview on, which is Zoom. That's a company that has tripled its market value this year. So many companies out there that are thriving during this time. And it's important to start, you know, really looking at, and it doesn't take a whole lot of money in the beginning. You can start investing with $100. $100 can get you started to putting into things that will go up in value and will start actually paying you money. So, you know, Constance, this is a time too where everything that we've been told about money in the past has been a lie. We've been told that in order to have financial security, you have to go get a J-O-B, which, by the way, stands for just over broke. And we know, you know, the wealthiest people, the people who are thriving during this time, are those who have their own business or who have people working for them. So, you know, what we have been told about money has been a lie our entire life. And we need to really start opening our eyes to the truths. I call them money truths. And that is for you to be the in charge of your money, in charge of the money that comes to you, which means start a business, do your own thing, quit that J-O-B. Every person who is employed with a job is in the highest tax bracket. So there are many advantages to starting your own company, starting your own business, and to doing your own thing. It takes less money and effort than you can imagine. You know, most people think, oh, well, yeah, if I start a business, you know, there's another false belief that it takes money to make money. That is not true. Mm. In order to make money, it takes vision. It takes passion. It takes a certain type of personality that says, you know what, if I can't figure something out, I'm going to find a way. I'm not going to stop. So when someone has that, and that's an innate kind of gift, isn't it? If someone has that inside them, they're already going to be frustrated in a job. They're already going to be probably, you know, one foot out the door kind of scenario where they're like, you know, I'm worth more and I can create more. And that's the place that we need to be in, especially at this time as jobs are stripped away from people. And unfortunately, I don't see them coming back. Yeah, it's an incredible time, and it's been debilitating for so many people. So what we have to do, I think, during this time is to look at turning from a consumer into a creator. Creator. Yeah, isn't that nice? Creators are those who attract money, literally attract it. So how do you be a creator? Well, you start tuning into your gifts. You know, we were all born with innate gifts. And, you know, some of those, for some people, they call them hobbies. Well, you can easily, if you have a hobby that you enjoy, that you're passionate about, you could easily turn that into cash flow. You can start selling those things, you know, that you've been doing as a hobby up until now. Just look at it differently. So
let me ask you something, Jake. Yes. And so for people who, you said that you don't believe that some people will be going back to their jobs. I've been hearing that more and more, and people are just desperately holding on to their jobs. So are you saying that people need to pivot their thinking around, it's in me, that what I need is in me, those gifts are in me, that I can market for money? Is that the pivot in their thinking?
I like that, Constance. That's a great word. Yes, pivot from focusing on cash flow, on money from one direction, and doing their best to create multiple streams of income. So if you're, you know, what Constance described, if you're in holding on to your job, and which is fine, but then at night and on weekends, if you've got time, whenever you've got free time, start developing your own thing, create your own gig, right? Do something that is going to allow you to bring in an additional source of income. That's critical during this time period, because if one income goes away, at least you've got another source to rely on. And that's what I love about, and we'll talk about this later, about stocks right now. You know, the market is rigged to go up.
And now, let me ask you something. You said that it's rigged that Main Street is not going to be doing as well as Wall Street.
That's right.
Why is that?
Well, I think this is an intentional it's an intentional collapse of the economy. And okay. when an economy is collapsed, then it's easier to control people. And there's going to be certain things that are brought in to control people in order to do what the powers to be want them to do. And, you know, we know financial empowerment is when someone has finances that are, you know, finances give us options, right? So the more money someone has, the more options they have. The less money, the less options. There is no mistake that Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and a lot of the CEOs of these major corporations have seen their wealth double during this time. Their wealth has doubled. It has increased in the trillions. We're not even talking billions anymore. Their wealth has increased in the trillions. So, you know, we have to ask, why is that? What is going on here, you know, that is allowing for that to happen? And there's this, like I say, this real divergence between Main Street and Wall Street. So since it's rigged to go up, we have to be in. You know, someone asked Wayne Gretzky why he was the world's greatest hockey player. And his response was, I never skated to where the puck was. I skated to where the puck was going to be. Mm. And that's what we have to do with money. We have to be in the place where money is going to be. Well, right now it's in the stock market. It's there and it will continue to be there because that's how it's set up. That's how it's rigged. Mm-hmm.
That's so good, Jay.
You know, it's good if people are open to hearing this message and if they stop being afraid. And if, you know, a lot of people have a fear of losing money, right? Not investing. And they come up with all kinds of reasons why they shouldn't invest. And I'm telling you, you know, my background is in finance and in real estate. And I built a large real estate business, $12.5 million in a short period of time. But that's not where the action is. I mean, yes, real estate has gone up. But if they continue to deploy a strategy of, you know, low interest rates and keeping people minimally profitable, then eventually the real estate market will go down and they'll freeze lending. They did this back in 2008. We saw lending dry up from lenders. You couldn't get a mortgage during that time. So that could very well be in our future in the next year or so, maybe even less time than that. So how do you navigate this thing? You start investing in the markets, the stock market, not real estate, not anything else, because that's where the returns are. And mark my words, Constance, this thing, this whole agenda going forward is going to be won by those who rise above the fear and step into this powerful investing time that we're in the stock market.
And so, Jane, during this time, I mean, was your faith ever shaken financially, or were you overly concerned about money doing everything that was going on, or were you able to look beyond what was happening?
I totally was. I mean, when we saw earlier this year in February, the market collapsed 36% in a period of 3 weeks. And And we went to 100% cash in our portfolios, which I had never done before. I've been investing for 32 years, Constance. I'd never gone to 100% cash. And so we, because I didn't know how low the markets were going, but then we had in the stock market a V-shaped recovery where it went right back up and has doubled this year. So unlike Main Street, where that recovery is not taking place at all, but what that showed me was that the market's rigged and it's rigged to go up. And in order to make money in this market, you can't be fearful. You have to be invested.
Okay. So what was your thinking, or what does a person's thinking need to be around money right now?
Yeah, good question. I think the thought process needs to be, I have to start taking control of my finances. And that has to, you know, start right with income, right? The money that you have incoming to you, that's income, right? And be in charge of that, meaning what we just talked about earlier, start creating multiple streams of incoming money to you, which is if you're in a hobby, start selling that thing. Look around your house. You know, if you're not using stuff or wearing something for a year, sell it. You know, we have this thing through Facebook called Buy, Sell, Swap. And you just take pictures of your stuff, post it up there for a good price. Someone comes to your front door, gives you cash, and takes it away. It's the best thing ever. So start doing things like that. You know, in this age of consumerism, people can easily find a bunch of stuff in their home that they don't need or want. And that can turn into cash flow. Now, if you're someone listening to this who says, yeah, you know, I did the Marie Kondo method and I've already simplified and I clean my clutter out, then fine, get creative, right? We need to switch from consumerism to creator. So get creative, go to your neighbor and help them empty their garage of stuff and then split the profit or something, you know, do something like that and start today. Constance, I can't stress this enough. Everyone listening to our show, you've got to start this today. Start creating something where you can either trade, right? An exchange, it used to be called a bartering system. You know, okay, I'll give you a bag of tomatoes for, you know, a pair of socks or something like that. Like, I really believe we're going into an economy that people need to get super creative with in order to thrive during this time.
That's amazing. Okay, Jane, what else do people need to do? I love it that you said they need to be open and move away from fear, and that even if you don't know anything about investing, if you have $100, that can be a beginning place for people.
It can be, absolutely. And so then all they would have to do is open up a self-directed account. It's called self-directed, and you can do this if you have an IRA or if you're in Canada listening, if you have a TFSA, that'll work as well. You can open up a self-directed and buy individual stocks, not mutual funds. Remember I said, everything most people know is a big lie and have been taught about finances. Mm-hmm. They've been taught to diversify their assets. That is one of the most financially crippling strategies anyone can ever deploy. The key is focused positions, focus. That means 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 stocks in your portfolio, not 100 or 200. 1, 2, 3, or 4, where you're buying shares each and every month and adding to it. That's called a focused position.
You just break it down so simple, Jay. That's what I love about you, that you just have a clear understanding of how it works and the steps that people can take. So what other things do people need to do in order to get into that quantum realm of money? When you told me quantum realm of money, I'm like, man, I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, yeah. I know. Who is right? So the quantum money field, here's the beautiful thing about it. I'll share with you how to get there. And it's easy. It starts with a smile. Now, SMILE is an acronym for spread mindfulness in love energy. So think about that. Let that just kind of land on your heart there. Spread mindfulness in love energy. So smile is this thing that we do physically on our face. We put a smile on, but we also be mindful in love energy. So I would love to take your audience to the quantum money field. Can we do that, Constance, together?
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, okay.
Let's do that.
So what you'll want to do is get comfortable wherever you're seated or listening to this. If you're driving, okay, listening to this, make sure you listen to it after, you know, pull off to the side of the road or something. Do not do this while you're driving. It's not safe. So like I mentioned, a smile opens the door to this quantum money field. And so what that means is you conjure up in your mind, in your physical body, the feeling, go right to your heart, something that brings you joy. It might be grandchildren, a love interest, a pet. Bring to mind something that brings you joy, where you just start smiling from the inside out. And you notice how calm and relaxed you feel when you're in the energy of the smile. Feeling the love vibe. And now in your mind's eye, visualize an elevator. Walk over to that elevator and push the button to open the door. And see yourself walking into that elevator and pushing the very top button in this elevator. And now start to feel yourself lifting up, 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 up in the elevator, all the way to the top floor where time and space no longer exist. And when you're ready, open that elevator door and step out and notice the space that you're in now. This is called the quantum money field. And notice the feeling of the shift in the energy. Perhaps you're feeling uplifted and inspired. This is the space where you connect in with money, the vibration of money. And while you're in this space, bring to mind a financial goal that you have. Perhaps it's accumulating $1,000 to invest, or doubling your portfolio, or perhaps you're focused on creating a new source for money. Bring to mind one money goal. And in this quantum space, ask the energy of money, what is it that I need to know right now? And as you connect in with this message from money, notice in your body where you're feeling this message. Perhaps it's in your heart, or your solar plexus. And wherever you feel that energy, now amplify that feeling. Allow it to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. So much that it feels as if it's reaching out beyond universes. And now you've expanded your quantum money field. You've expanded the space for opportunities to come to you, for money miracles to happen in your life. That's it. Feel that energy right through your heart. Feel the expansion, the growing. And in this space, focus on one thing that you desire to accomplish with money. Allow that focus to drop into your heart center, to your feeling center. And send it out into this beautiful quantum realm, this beautiful space. That's it. Deep breath in. and now in this quantum money field, you ask, what is my next right step to accomplish my goal? Perhaps you'll hear an answer or feel something inside, or perhaps you'll just know what you need to do. And when you have your answer, see yourself in your mind's eye, turn around and press the down arrow on that elevator. When the door opens, step in. And now feel yourself going down to the first floor, all the way down, back into this 3D earth realm, where you're fully present and in the room. And when you feel yourself where the elevator has stopped, press the open button and step out. And just notice any messages you got or feeling or direction that you received. Easy, right, Constance, to get to that quantum field.
I was in another realm, another world.
How did it feel?
It felt really peaceful. I felt very centered. And I could see how it would be easy to receive downloads from the spirit. It felt really good.
Oh, I'm thrilled to hear that. Yes, that's, and for all of you listening, please email us. Let us know what that experience was like for you, and just know how easy it was to get there, right? It didn't take much. We got there really quickly, and notice the change. Constance is absolutely right. Peace is the new prosperity.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. There's nothing but the truth. Wow. That is so good. And I can see how, when I was thinking how there's no stress, there's no fear. And Jane, you're so good at leading people, you know, to that place. I felt just open, and it was just calming. That's a great place for people to go. So how often should people do this, Jaden, or what would be some other stuff you would say to people around this?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm so glad it was a good experience for you.
Very.
Good, good. And, you know, I would say, take yourself to the quantum money field when you start working with the energy of money. So that means once you start taking control of your finances and not allow for others to control it, like, for example, you know, a lot of people have mutual funds and money managers and bankers and brokers, and all these people are in line working with their money as opposed to them working with it. And I always say to clients, you know, when you start to take an active role in your money, it will shift dramatically. You will start to see way better results. Your money will start to grow, and you'll start to have a very different experience than what Wall Street wants Main Street to think about money. Wall Street is always focused on saying to people, you know, just focus on a minimum return, average returns. Right. I mean, it just sounds so crazy, but they have everyone believing that you can only get 5 or 10% maximum a year on your investments. And that's not true. You know, we've seen, like I said, the wealth for Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk has doubled this year, their personal net worth wealth. So there is nothing average about that return. You know, they were clear, they were focused, and they were desiring for that to happen. So it can happen in your world too. But you first, as Constance said earlier, and I love the word she used, you first have to pivot your thought process around money and wealth and expect far greater returns. You know, the very first time I took myself to the quantum money field, my focus when I invest my money, when I send it out there and put it to work, I tell it, all right, I worked on bringing you to me, and now it's your work on bringing me more of you. So I give money a clear mandate. When I invest it, it knows its job for me is to double. Well, wouldn't you know, Constance, when I was in the quantum money field the first time, money said to me, you're setting your goal too low. And I said, what are you talking about? And it said, focus on a 200% return. That was the message I got. I was like, mind blown, 200%. And they showed me it's easy and can happen. And that's when I started researching the returns, the wealth that all that, you know, that all these CEOs made in their on their money this year, just in this year alone. So it shifted my thinking even. And I've always been a big thinker when it comes to money because I believe in the power and the energy of it. And it really helped me when I heard, you know, shoot for 200%, I went, whoa, okay. And so then it speaks to our self-worth.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's big, isn't it? And I have noticed, and Constance and I love this about her, you know, I love that you work this, and not only are you a beautiful example of working with the energy through law of attraction, but you're also a prime example of someone who is self-aware enough to continue to honor and love and respect yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I have talked about this. I call you my sister, who's the most amazing receiver on the planet, because you know the power of receiving.
Mm-hmm. And you know, worth is attached to that. And I think the spirit is speaking to us that, you know, you're worthy. You know, you're deserving. You know, believe this, expect this, and really expanding our limiting beliefs around money and what can happen in our lives.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we have this assistance from the non-physical dimension just as much as we have assistance from the physical dimension through helpful people. And if anyone's ever experienced a near-death experience, or, you know, had where you died and left your body, you know what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a realm that exists to assist people. And we have guides and angels always looking after us. But we have to do something very critical, and that is ask. A-S-K, ask for their help.
You know, you preaching now, Jade. You sound like you're in a Baptist church, you know, because the Bible talks about angels going before us to make our way prosperous. In the Old Testament, they would pray for the angel to go before them. I have a mentor who talks about prosperity angels and how money has an ear. And you know, when you get money, you can say, prosperity angels, go north, west, east, and south, and bring me more opportunities. But tapping into that invisible realm, like Jaden said, because just in our finite mind and just on this third dimension level, it can be so limiting. But I believe that our angels are just waiting for us to give them direction and to call them in. And another verse in the Bible says that angels assist the heirs of God. And so I send my angels out all of the time, and I've had some miraculous stuff happen, Jane.
I know you have, Constance. I love what you said, and it's so true. You know, there's no accident that the number associated with money is the number 8. And if you turn 8 on its side, it's also the infinity symbol. And once we start wrapping our mind around that money is truly infinite because it's just energy, frequency, and vibration, then all we have to do is honor ourselves. You know, the word prosperity is the Latin derivative of that word is pro, which means for, and spear, which means spirit. So prosperity is for our spirit. So we truly are living in spirit when we live a prosperous life. We weren't sent here to worry about money.
I never knew that that's what prosperity meant. Mm-hmm. Wow. So anybody in any situation right now, Jay, no matter where they are, I always say if they're in the bush in Africa and they hear this, that they can begin to get in the vibration and in the spirit and in the consciousness of what you've shared today, and things will begin to shift and change for them.
I believe that. That is my belief, Constance. Absolutely. And because I believe it, it's been shown to me over and over and over. And you know you make the shift when new things start to appear in your life, when new things start to show up. That's when you know you've shifted the energy.
And so when you say new things, are you talking about opportunities, ideas, new books? Maybe you may be on the computer and you see something that sort of pulls your attention, that guides you in a specific direction regarding money.
That's exactly right. That's exactly it. You know, you're going to have new people find you just from this show alone. And they're going to find your show, Constance, and they're going to say, where has she been my whole life? What? Uh-huh. You know, and they're going to go back and listen to all, how many shows do you have in archives now? 400 or something?
No, honey, you too low. 600 and 6. where you been, Jade? You've been in quarantine too long. I have 609 the last time I looked at it.
And God bless you for that. 609 episodes. So they're going to want to go through every single episode. And, you know, so yes, something new that comes into people's world and vibration. And you've had this too, where you're like, wow, where did that person, I never knew that person existed before. And then once they show up in your life, you're like, how did I live without them?
Yeah. And so, Jaden, what about to align with this whole quantum realm of money, should people be saying stuff like, I am money, I am abundant? I get that question all of the time. Should they be calling money in addition to the visualization that you shared? What's your take on that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I get that a lot too, you know, about people doing affirmations and how often they should do them. And, you know, after I've realized that we can go right where money lives, which is in the quantum money field, I'd say just take the elevator there and go visit it as often as you want. Yeah. And the more you visit money, the better your relationship gets, right? That's like with anyone or anything. And as you develop that relationship, then it just starts to flow so much more easily. It starts to, like what your mentor said about coming in from all directions, free and clear, here and now. And when you start to claim, see, money, your mentor is absolutely right. Money has ears, meaning money is listening to your every word, and you can start to speak to it, speak it into existence. So I'll say, you know, if I'm going through something, you know, as you alluded to, we built software where, you know, we made a massive time, energy, effort, financial investment into that. And finally, I said to my team, okay, we're stopping the expenses. And come on, money flow. Come on, subscribers. We open the door, right, for people to come on in and find our stuff and start funding it so we could shift the energy. And it was like, bam, instantly. It happened so fast. And because we finally spoke it into existence, where we said, all right, it's like putting the stop sign up to the expenses and putting the green light to the cash flow.
Yeah. I'm big on calling in money and opportunities from the north, west, east, and south that align with my vision and purpose. And I'll just stand in my house, and sometimes I'll just point to the north, west, east, and south. And I'll say, money, I'm talking to you. You know, you hear me, angels, go north, west, east, and south. And so I'm so glad that you brought up that invisible realm, because we have great partnerships in that spirit realm that are ready to assist us. And I think Jane can take us, like you said, straight up on the elevator instead of just waiting and praying and hoping and all of that. But it takes us right there.
That's it, that's it, Constance. Right to the quantum field, and go right to it, visit it, connect with it, work with it, speak to it, and then start to see the changes and the shifts in your life. Things will start to feel better. You'll feel, like you said, peaceful. And there's so much power in that peaceful state.
You know, Jane, you sound like you got money. You sound so peaceful. And I tell people, I said, money can make you sleep deeper at night. You know what I mean? You don't have no worries. You sleep deeper. You're calmer. You're more peaceful. And I know that you're all about teaching others and how to become more empowered in that area and becoming more responsible, you know, for their own money and their own lives. Because for years, I was taught, you know, you got to have somebody to help you. You got to have, you know what I mean? You got to have an investor. You got to have a financial advisor. And I can see how that is saying that you don't have the power within your own self to make choices about your money.
Yep, bang on right there. That's exactly right. You know, I often find some of the most profitable subscribers that we have in our software investors are brand new investors because they don't have all this, you know, this mindset and erroneous thinking going through their mind because they simply don't know. They're new. They're new to it. So that's what I've noticed. I mean, some of these investors, one guy told me the other day, he's earned 72% on his money in 9 weeks through our software, which is what we designed it to do. You know, my mission, my purpose, the very reason I exist is to empower people to take control of their money. And that's why we created the software to do it, because I created a course, like you said, early on, and you know, a lot of people never made it through the modules. And I thought, all right, I need to simplify this thing even more. And our dear friend Don, right? Don says hi, by the way.
Don! Oh my God!
Yes, right. So Don came to me one day and said, "Hey, I want to work." And this is years ago. I want to work on a project. You got anything going? And I said, "Well, actually, I do." So that's why I say assistance in the non-physical realm. His team told him, contact me, right? That's how it happened. And we created and we brought in a third partner. So the three of us spent 16 months every weekend, almost every night, thousands of collective hours working on creating something that we are so thrilled about that anyone, even if you know nothing about, even if you don't know what a stock is, you can still use our software to learn what a stock is and also to learn which stock to buy. So we share that. We show you when to buy, when to sell. It's just all been methodically planned. And our goal is to make this the number one software platform in North America. Constance, that's our vision.
Yeah. And I know Don and I know Jaden, and these are two reputable men. These are two men of integrity. So tell our listeners about your software program. What would they look like? How can they find you? How can they purchase it, et cetera?
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes. So it's sterlingstockpicker.com. Sterling, like my last name, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, stock, S-T-O-C-K, picker, P-I-C-K-E-R. That's what it's designed to do, is to help people no matter what level of investment experience, whether they're brand new to investing or they've been around a long time. This is designed to help you pick winning stocks. So what they would do is you can try it for free. First of all, that we offer a 14-day free trial.
Ooh.
Yep. So you can jump in there and start, you know, trying it out and seeing, you know, what interests you with it. It's also the platform, Constance, where I'm in there twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday at 12:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I do a live market update. So I share what's going on in the market and also what I'm investing in. And so I let people know, right? Like, this is what I'm thinking. And, you know, recently I just took a position in food stocks, a company called Empire Foods, because they own all the big food chains. And what's continuously going up in price? Food, right? So it would make sense that that stock will do well, and it's already doing pretty well here. So yeah, I'm in there twice a week. I share what I'm buying. I tell the audience why I'm buying it, and I'm giving the best advice that we can. We also have within this platform a stock forum where our investors ask questions, and I'm in there answering every single one. I make sure that I get to all the questions no matter, you know, what time it is at night. I'm in there providing the value because I see how important this is. So yes, it's sterlingstockpicker.com, and that is where I would guide everyone. Now, after the 14 days, you can join. I think it's I want to say 33 a month, something like that. Like we try, 33 US a month or 42 Canadian. So we've done our best to keep the price relatively low for each person. But once you start using this, you're going to be doing so well with your stock picks, it'll pay for itself.
So what about my international listeners?
Internationally, they can sign up as well. We track over 16,000 stocks, and they're on the main exchanges. We have subscribers in London. We have subscribers in Australia. So if wherever there's a main stock exchange, that's the stocks that we track. Yeah.
I'm glad I asked that question because I told someone that I was going to be interviewing you, and they're international. And I just thought I wanted to know that. And so if Jaden has taken 16 months to really create this software so that it's easy, probably, and anyone can understand it. And I love that you understood, Jaden, that, you know, people sometimes may want to move away from or add to maybe an online course in addition to the software. Since people are so into computers, that was real wisdom right there. And if he has taken 16 months, I know him. He has covered every detail. And Jaden, I love it that twice a month people can come in and ask you any kind of questions. What about this, Jaden? Explain more of this. And that you share with them your own financial success tips. That's powerful.
Yeah, thank you for that. Twice a week, actually, I'm in there. I'm in there 8 times a month.
Wow.
Twice a week. And there's also training videos that we've added to the platform. So for people who want to learn more about the markets and investing, they're in there for free to our subscribers. So yeah, it's a product that we are so, so proud of, and it's making a difference in the world.
And I know that's important to you. Well, Jaden, I tell you, this has been so good, and I'm so excited for you. And this is really what people need at a time like this. So I kind of see, you know, your whole software deal as really a tool that will really serve and empower people with everything that's going on. So to me, you're like Exhibit A of really I don't want to say becoming wealthy during a pandemic, but I don't know no other way to say it, that you're providing a service that's going to bring wealth to others and wealth to yourself.
Thank you. That's our mission. And like I said, you know, for people to connect in with multiple streams of income, stocks are now at a point, because they are continuously going up, that they can become another source of income for someone. So that's what we're excited about. Absolutely.
Well, Jaden, any last words for listeners all over the world? Everybody, make sure you go to his website. Email me if you want, you know, want to ask me any personal questions about Jaden, about his integrity. And, you know, I'll respond to you personally, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. So, Jaden, any last words for people all over the world?
Well, Constance, thank you so much for this opportunity to be with you today. I'm so grateful. And I would say to our listeners, keep smiling, right? Spread mindfulness and love energy, and take that ride in that elevator up to the quantum money field as often as they can.
Yeah. Everybody, make sure you visit his website. This is a powerful product. That's a software product that will really change your life. And make sure you also remember to visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and email me if you have questions, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, I want you to think, feel, and say and believe that something good is going to happen to me and through me this week for others. Everybody, make it a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.